Too many cooks in the kitchen is usually a bad thing, but not so for the premium ready meal firm Cook, claims Mark Dennis, the company's operations director. I'm Nicholas Robinson for Food Manufacture, and I met with Mark at the company's head office in Kent earlier to find out why the company is using manpower instead of technology. How does Cook's ethos differ from other ready meal firms?
Cook was founded on the principle that we would only ever use the same ingredients and techniques that a good cook would use at home. And here we are 18 years on, still using those exact same principles. And that it really is what sets us apart from other ready meal companies.
What place does Cook have in a market that's driven by mass production and maximum profit?
We believe as a business that you need to have a strong financial model, but more importantly, you need to be a good business. And within that good business, you need to ensure that your product is the best it can be. We're never prepared to compromise on that, and because of that we use trained chefs to make our food, we use people to dish it to ensure that we have quality control through every stage of our process, and because of that we end up with a consistently brilliant product which sets us apart from other people in our market.
Surely Cook can't be performing well if it's not maximising its potential through automation and instead relying on labour costs.
We use various techniques that enable us to make our food as efficiently and smartly as possible whilst ensuring they remain consistently good, and by doing that we minimise our need for automation because we can actually use the skill that's within people, and the skill that's within people is actually what makes our food brilliant.
Arguably having more people on the production line would be detrimental to food safety. What would you say about that?
I would say that as a business we have a very robust HACCP and food safety plan. Within that we have lots of critical control points that enable us to maximise our food security and food safety, and also what I would say is that we employ sort of 200 people at the kitchen here in Sittingbourne, and with that and the way that people are trained and are bought into what we're trying to do, we actually have 200 QCs looking out and ensuring that our food looks, tastes and is exactly what it should be. And that's really what sort of secures our product.
Mark, thank you for joining me. I'm Nicholas Robinson for Food Manufacture.